You're listening to Run, R-U-N, Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. As pastor of the Smithton Outpouring and the Kansas City Revival, Steve is a leading voice of revival worldwide. Steve shares his life-changing encounters with God, along with biblical teaching that equips you to experience and lead lasting revival. Come, run with Steve and expect God to revive us now.
Hello and welcome to another Revive Us Now podcast. I am your host, Steve Gray, and I've got with me my guest, as we've had on other ones, the Reverend J.D. King, author, pastor, and we're going to be talking today about, is it God's discipline or is it the devil's demons? What's going on in your life? And it's surprising, J.D., how many people are actually confused? Christians are confused. I remember when I was new in the ministry, just a couple of years in the full-time ministry, and I don't know if I was confused, but people were confusing, they were confusing me. I remember, J.D., when we first, you know I was in a traveling ministry, family ministry, and we bought, you know, we had a Greyhound bus and traveled around and sang like a lot of people way back when in ancient history did. Of course, I guess they still do it today, but anyway, we did that, and we were traveling the country, and we had just gotten a new, a different bus, and we put, you know, as we started out on our journey, we put a brand new engine in, and they're expensive. We got a brand new engine. We started out on the road. We're going I-70 through Kansas, going to head up to Montana. And we got in the middle of Kansas, and wow, the engine blew up. And it's we just got a brand new one in there, and it blew up. And they found out that the mechanic that put it in, he forgot to replace one single hose, you know, and the heat hose or whatever. And it blew up. Well, there we are stranded, and we start calling friends, you know, and everything. You know, could you help us? Or, and you know, we got to get some parts. We got to get it. And it was like half. We had to pay half of what we already paid, you know, a lot of money again. So the story goes, and it all worked out. But in the meantime, as we were calling friends, so-called friends, you know, we get this advice. Some of them would say, well, now, I believe this is a sign from God that you're out of God's will, and God's trying to tell you that you shouldn't have gone into the full-time ministry, and he's trying to tell you just, you know, get a tow truck and come home and get back in the will of God. And so some people said it was God, you know, telling us we'd made a mistake. And then you'd get on the phone with somebody else. Well, just hang in there, Steve. That's just the devil trying to slow you down. Just keep going on, you know, because when we get into this, you know, it kind of makes sense because faith is a fight. And the devil is a destroyer. So you got both. You know, sometimes you got both going on in the same time. And so I imagine, J.D., there's people listening. They could be, either they've been or they could be right now in the middle of something, and they don't know themselves. And so you and I, we were talking about revival days when we were in the heat of revival. And I remember God would be healing and delivering, and people would be getting up. And yeah, it's true. They might be, you know, shaking and trembling before the Lord. And, you know, I started reading in the Bible how scriptural trembling was, you know. Hey, I remember saying this, J.D., where it says, you know, even the demons believe and tremble. And then I asked the question, what do you do when you're around God? Nothing. So pastors, leaders, groups would come in, and they'd see people testifying to the delivering power of God, and they're saved and on fire. And then people would say, I don't know if this is the God, this is God or the devil. You remember that?
I was telling you that story. There's a group that came up from a mission trip, a youth group, and they came in, and apparently, you know, some of the girls had gotten into some darkness or whatever down there, and we prayed for them, and you know, all these crazy things were happening, and this one girl, it's almost like she was growling at us and behaving very strangely. And so this was at Smithton, you know, and so a whole team of women are praying for them, and the kids get freed up. And then the youth pastor had no idea what was happening. He kind of was questioning, is this really God? And I'm thinking, well, you know, God is a God of freedom and life. Yes, it was God. I mean, bringing a deliverance to his own youth group. I mean, you know, but there was that confusion about it. What is God? What's not? And
Yeah, I thought it was really funny too. Like the people would come in, and here's people saying, "I'm free of this. I'm free of that. Yeah. God healed me. God delivered me. God saved my marriage. I was going to get a divorce." You know, just on and on and on and on it goes. Right. And then I don't know if this is God or the devil. Then they go back to their church full of pride, love of money, criticism, dead old religion. Nobody wants to be there. We better get out at 12 o'clock. All that manipulation, and they think God's in their church. I said, right. This is not that hard to figure out.
Sure.
But one of the reasons, JD, I think that people do sometimes get confused is there's a scripture, you know, in Hebrews chapter 12 that says, God disciplines those that he loves. Right. And in Western society, you know, the word discipline doesn't go over very well. Right. So like if you were a kid and you did something and says, well, as soon as your dad gets home, he's going to discipline you. Yeah. What would go through your mind when you were growing up?
You would be punished. They'd get a belt out. You'd feel some pain, you know.
Yeah. I don't know if they still do that kind of punishment today, but still, a kid would think, I'm going to be punished.
Right.
So today, when we read the scripture, God disciplines those he loves, that Western mind thinks, well, God's going to punish me.
Right.
And so while that goes on, then you've got the devil who also likes to torment, do harm, cause trouble. So now you got in your mind, if trouble comes or, you know, destroying trouble, bad things, now you think, I don't know. Right, I don't know what to think. So, we just kind of look at that mind discipline. And, you know, God tells us to go make disciples.
Right.
And the word discipline, disciples, is real close word.
Yeah.
And a disciple, when God tells us that, is training. A disciple is a go train.
Right.
Discipline, disciple, training that saves the mind. So when God disciplines those that he loves, then it means he's going to train us.
Right.
He's going to train us. He's not going to send a tornado to you, you know, to teach you something, or, you know, a lightning bolt from heaven to train us to do something. But on the other hand, we've got the devil, and he, you know this, the devil's a destroyer.
Right.
Steal, kill, destroy, trouble, bad. And so you can kind of compare it. Is what's going on in your life training, building, saving? So when those people came into that service, they should have been able to know the difference. Now, I'd like to ask you about that too. I asked you about it the other day when I told you we were going to talk about this. You went down to South America. You kind of refresh my memory where you were.
At
the same time, you're in those big services down there, and you did some ministry down there. Both were going on. There were people being saved. Right, there were people being delivered. And then there were also a lot of demonic things going on.
Right.
Now, it wasn't hard for you to figure it out.
No,
but
not at all.
There'd be people from here. They'd see it. I don't know if they'd know the difference. Tell us what it was. What'd you see?
Well, I mean,
and how'd you know the difference?
Well, I went to Argentina, you know, and some of it, we got to evaluate the fruit of things, you know, what's happening. But, you know, sometimes you would see a response on people. Like, I remember one guy came in and, there's this, this sinister disposition, kind of dark things around his face, saying foul things. You know, it's pretty obvious this person is being driven by something wrong. And as soon as he, you know, got a touch from God, his face lit up. He's praying, you know, asking for help. I mean, it's clear one way or the other. But you know, you can see when darkness is on somebody, you can evaluate the fruit. It's violence. It's perversion. It's bitterness, it's selfishness, it's all these different things. There's physical things you can see with it. But when God's at work, you know, God may work very strongly, very powerfully, very much challenge who we are, but it's a root of freedom, of restoration, of restoring our humanity. And there's one little story, they brought up a little girl to me who couldn't speak, apparently, and when I was in Argentina, and I prayed for her, and she had, you know, this really dark disposition and all, laid my hands on her face and just started speaking the love of Jesus over her. And I watched her face change. And then she just started laughing and she was telling the ABCs in Spanish. I could barely understand them. But everything changed about her. I mean, if someone had confusion about what was happening in that situation, it'd be ridiculous. The girl couldn't talk. Now she's speaking. There was a freedom. There was an unleashing of something. And you know, I know people get confused by it, but the work of God is very clear. He's restoring us. helping us,
yeah,
giving us hope, you know, and all of that.
And just like we talked about in those services, whether it be Smithton or the revival here in Kansas City in 2008 through 11 there, people would come in, and I would see pastors or church folks that had gone to church their whole life, and they would start having those reactions to people being freed.
Right.
They'd get vile, they'd get angry, they would frown, they'd cross their arms, and you'd see the same, not maybe to that further of that much a degree, but still, how hard is that to figure out? Now, if they had kept going and with it, it would have been more easy. But when you see people have a reaction to the good things of God, when God's doing good things, you know, in the Bible that would happen. The Pharisees would do that.
Right.
Somebody would get healed and they'd get angry. How hard is that to figure?
Right. Well,
Jesus said, we had to rejoice when people get free. We have to rejoice. We have to be happy. You remember the story, you've heard it. A few people from our church have heard it. How hard is this to figure? So I was down in New Zealand. You know this, you'll remember the story. I was down in New Zealand and we were ministering and people were getting freed and healing. I mean, that was so crowded and it was hot, and people, like in Jesus, you know, you'd hear the crowds just overwhelmed him, you know.
Right.
And when I said, come now, if you want to get a touch from God, they smashed me. Smashed me up against the wall, and I kind of got my way out, you know.
Yeah.
And people, everybody wanted a touch. I'm praying as fast as I can. And, you know, it wasn't a pretty sight because everybody was wanting a touch from God. And I worked my way out of the crowd then. And as I'm working my way out of the crowd over here, this huge guy, maybe 2 to 3 times my size, you know, big guy. He only had about 2 teeth, and his hair was like this, and he's yelling vile four-letter words at me. So was it hard to figure? And you know, he hated what he saw.
Yeah,
he hated it. Well, anybody, any Christian in their right mind should know what's God and what's not.
Right.
You know, what's God and what's not. And he's coming. He said he's going to knock my teeth out. He's going to lay me to the floor. And he's big. He's already got his fist.
Yeah.
And then he's about 20 feet away from me and he's coming on, you know.
Yeah.
And people are just stunned. They don't know what to do. And they don't know. And nobody stopped him. And he's coming at me with four-letter words and vile, and he's going to attack, and he's, you know, and he's going to stop all this stuff. Well, I would say that's pretty demonic.
Right, right.
Now, that's an exaggerated case.
Yeah.
But I've seen people stand in the pew, or pastors or leaders stand in the pew with folded arms and just looking at you, growling on the inside, gritting their teeth, like Jesus say, they gnash their teeth.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I've
yeah.
seen that. Come on, when people are being freed by Jesus, is it hard to figure? If you're having that kind of reaction to the good things of God, you got something going on. It ain't good.
That's true.
So off he, here he comes. Yeah. Nobody stopped him. Nobody did anything.
Yeah.
And he's got his fist out and he's just going to punch me out. And he comes, and there comes his fist. And I'm 3/4 his size, or just 1/3 of his size, whatever it is. That fist is coming, and I didn't know what to do. Then the Holy Spirit just came on me.
Yeah, yeah.
And he swung his fist. I put my hand out and grabbed his fist, and it was just the Holy Spirit. I grabbed his fist, and out of me came these words, "You're a good boy."
Yeah.
That was it. I don't know where the words came from, but God helped me.
Yeah.
And I said, "You're a good boy." Mm-hmm. And he fell to his knees.
Right.
He didn't hit me. He fell to his knees, broken, just a broken man.
Yeah, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And just as relaxed as could be. And he looked up to me and he said, "No one has ever said those words to me before."
Mm.
And the devil just came out of him like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He was as soft as can be. He smiled up at me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hugged me.
Yeah.
And he stayed throughout the whole service. I gave him some stuff. You know, I gave him a CD or something like that. I gave him gifts. And he stayed and talked to me and told me about his life. It was just that easy.
Right.
Now, that wasn't me. That was obviously the power of the Holy Spirit. Right. Knew what words he needed to hear.
Yeah.
But was it hard to figure what's of God and what's not of God? No. But people get all confused today. And so when you look at your life, you know, God is going to train you and teach you, and the devil wants to stop you.
Yeah.
And so just get it right now. Get it into your head. What's of God? What's not? But we're not done with you yet. Get us next time. This is part one. Mm-hmm. We're going to hit it next time. Part two, is it God's discipline or the devil's demons? We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. Push the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. And spread the word on social media. For more episodes and resources, go to reviveusnowpodcast.com. Until next time, keep on running for revival.